This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Two of What's On Your Mind Friday. Man, oh man, we're going to be near record temperatures on Father's Day. First Sunday, pretty much across the region, a big, large heat ridge, being told by our meteorologists, is what we're dealing with. Pretty good weather for the middle part of June, we'll take it. We're brought to you by our friends at PetroServe USA. Time to make you hungry for lunch. Every Friday they do a great, we used to say fish and chips, but because the folks in the UK call French fries chips, so now we say fish and fries. And chip beef at Valley City. Harwood's got the pulled pork today. Bacon cheeseburger hot dish on West Wayne Avenue. Chicken ravioli on 12th Avenue. Chef's choice on NP Avenue. Lasagna and garlic toast in Glendon. And Yulin's got those big, not the Swedish, the big regular meatballs, but they're as big as a softball, I think. They're huge. And they are delicious. It's home cooking and grab-and-go convenience. It's fantastic. PetroServe USA, helping America fuel better. As Ron Ness is in for Scotty again. Boy, lots to talk about when it comes to energy, my man, and you're our go-to.
We are lighting up the airwaves today, Kevin, and thank you very much. And Scott is over in Norway, and I was over in Norway a number of years ago, and it's kind of interesting. They hide their energy over there. That country is built on oil. What they do and why they don't have to work all the time is funded by oil. Everything they do is funded by oil, but it's just like something that doesn't exist. They don't want to tell anybody about it. They change the name of the oil company to something that nobody knows it's really an oil company. So we got U.S. Senator Kevin Cramer on the line this morning. Senator, are you with us? All right, we'll get the senator on in a minute here. Kevin, I have got a whole list of text questions. You can continue to text your questions at 701-400-2226, 701-400-2226, or you can call us at 701-258-0550. The first question is, where does the North Dakota oil go? We produce 1.1 million barrels of oil a day. Of course, 42 gallons in a barrel. That's a tremendous amount of volume. Most of our oil, of course, a bit of it, about 60,000 barrels a day, goes over to the Mandan refinery. A bunch of it goes into the Minneapolis, Detroit area refineries. Some of it goes southwest towards Casper and Salt Lake. But the bulk of our oil today, I would say, is going down the Dakota Access Pipeline, which has been a game changer, up to 700,000 barrels of oil going to the Louisiana Gulf Coast, which is directly displacing OPEC oil. Previously, it had to come into there, and 70% of our U.S. refining capacity is in the Louisiana Gulf Coast. So truly, the Bakken is supplying our country with American-made energy. Another question. How about Bitcoin? How are we going to ensure there's enough electricity for that? Montana is looking at things more closely in terms of some of the Bitcoin discussions over there. I think the issue with Bitcoin is it's got to go into the mix and the discussion about the availability of supply. From a Bakken standpoint, it's a win-win because you're going out on wells that otherwise would be flared or you cannot produce that energy. But from a standpoint of where it fits in the generation is going to be up to the energy suppliers. And is it a surplus availability? Is it going to be long-term? Do they invest in more generation? So I think it's a great discussion to have. It's not unlike anything else. One other really good question I've got is, how about natural gas across North Dakota to cities to help develop our economy? The North Dakota legislature, during the special session, put up $150 million of CARES Act funds to try and get more Bakken natural gas into eastern North Dakota, which will help with value-added projects. Because most of the state east of Highway 83 is starved for natural gas. And that's just a function of cost and volume and the demand over there versus the cost of getting it there. I certainly want to push and push and push to get more Bakken gas over there versus Canadian gas. So, Senator, are you with us?
I am with you.
How about all those great questions we've got today? The listeners are tuned in.
But any one of them could set me off for the day. there's a lot on the plate these days. There's a lot of head scratching when you look at the policies coming out of the White House, and then just the conflicting messages coming out of one person's administration. Even the one person doesn't even make sense all the time. He tends to argue with himself, but more importantly, he's always trying to find somebody else to blame for things that are clearly within his purview and, frankly, clearly the result of his actions. So, yeah, we can tackle any one of them or all of them.
Well, Senator, I think there were two things that came up in the first hour that, one, it's like we're being conditioned to accept $6 to $8 gasoline.
Yeah. Yeah, I think that is... So, Ron, let me just sort of put it in two categories. The first category is the inflation problem. And I think that this is the disconnect. Joe Biden doesn't want inflation because it's bad politics. But Joe Biden wants really high gas prices because it can create, a demand for electric vehicles. There's lots of problems with both of those things, obviously. And his solution is he wants the oil and gas industry, particularly now, the latest hit being, of course, the refineries, which, as you know better than anybody, refining companies are oil companies for the most part. They're vertically integrated companies. And he wants them to produce more, even though he sends all kinds, and when I say all kinds, I mean dozens of the wrong messages in the forms of regulations and forms of rules and form of guidance and the form of people he appoints to everything from agriculture through energy through EPA through financial services sector regulators. He sends all the wrong messages. And it's like he wants them to produce a whole bunch right now to bring down the price of gas, but he doesn't want them to invest in the infrastructure that would be required. And by the way, a long-term return on that investment that would be required to meet the demand that he has and that the American public and, frankly, that the world public has. It's a terrible, terrible disconnect, economic disconnect with all the wrong incentives. And it's frankly a 2030 to 2050 fantasy that's hitting a 2022 reality head on, and he has no clue how to deal with it.
Senator, I think two things that it just seems like it's time the American public take the gloves off a little bit, because every time we get into this discussion, they just jump back to the climate. We have to do this because the climate is so important, and you can dig into the data all you want, and the real effect in that we're having and that we're going to have at the destruction of our economy, at the destruction of reliable American affordable energy, as opposed to outsourcing our guilt and our energy production to China or else other places. And the other is, I think it's time for us to just call electric cars what they are. The Wall Street Journal sent a group of people out and test drive electric cars. And if you want to have some great reading, go out and find that story. Two young ladies from New Orleans tried to get to Chicago. It was an absolute nightmare. How do we begin to just really have this frank discussion about what really is the history on climate change and who's really advocating it for it?
There's a pretty good chance, Ron, that some of the people, the alarmists, are making a lot of money off of it. Surprise, surprise. Let's just take the ESG movement for a minute. ESG, I was just watching Squawk Box this morning, or one of the business shows, either Fox Business or CNBC. They're pretty much the only two channels I watch. But and they were, we got one of those promotions or one of those paid ads about ESG investing and, find your ESG portfolio here and da, da, da. And not once do they ever talk about a good return on your investment. It's all about guilt. It's all about emotion. It's all about your social activism. They never talk about what a good return it is because, of course, at the end of the day, most ESG investing is destroying the American economy. So you ask a really great question in a great way when you said, is it time for the American public to push back or to stand up to this nonsense? It is. But remember, the American public includes a lot of people that don't live in the Midwest, don't live in energy producing countries, states, who don't even really know where their food and energy comes from. And so there's a huge education process that needs to take place. Unfortunately, I think some of that educational process is going to be extremely painful, and it's what they're dealing with right now. So we have a window when gas is $6 a gallon, when food costs more than you ever could have imagined it costing, when there's a scarcity of energy production that leads to things like brownouts and blackouts. What are they going to do when it's 105 degrees this weekend and in some places in the Midwest and they can't turn their air conditioning on, for example? So I've had some interesting meetings the last couple of weeks with people that you have heard of and know in some cases, CEOs of very large companies, some of them in the energy sector, some of them in the financial services sector. And I've been really blunt with them, Ron. I said, when are you going to push back? You know, they're much nicer to me today than they were 6 months ago. You know, a lot of these people.
Senator, we're going to take a break, and we've got Norman and Harvey with a question on fracking. And we're going to come back, Norm. We'll take your question. You can continue to call us at 258-0550 or text me at 71-400-2226.
And here's a little parting shot. What about what he said?
We cannot afford to let the critical goal of limiting global warming to 1.5 degrees Celsius slip out of our reach.
Yeah.
End of year means a lot to your farm business, and High Plains Apache may have that used sprayer you need, like a 2009 Hardy Commander 4400 pull-type sprayer, or a 2002 Red Ball 670 pull-type sprayer, or a 2018 Apache AS1030 self-propelled sprayer. It's the right place and the right time for used sprayers you're looking for. The 2022 models are ready for you, too, with product, parts, and service. End of year deals means an easier next year. High Plains Apache sprayers at highplainsapache.com.
H.A. Thompson & Sons, helping people for over 100 years save money by doing it right the first time. Now they build unique maintenance programs that apply a financial and mechanical solution to lower your owning and operating costs. They didn't like the old model in the industry, which was providing services and billing hours for repairs instead of getting paid for making your equipment run more efficiently and reliably. H.A. Thompson & Sons can tell you more. Call them at 223-3393, 701-223-3393, or at hatandsons.com.
Make your summer stops at PetroServe USA for home cook and grab-and-go convenience. Great specials every day of the week. And all month long, Stone Creek Nuts and Mixers, $1.39. Those wonderful firewood packs are only $4.99, perfect for the fires at the lake. Cheez-It Puff, 99 cents. The big king-size M&M's, $1.19. Energy drinks by Red Bull, 16-ounce size, 2 for $5. And International Delight, 2 for $4.50 in the big 15-ounce cans. Lowest price fuel, too, at PetroServe USA.
Hi, this is Kevin Piper with Piper's Auction Company. Piper's upcoming June auctions include 320 acres of cropland in Stark County, 158 acres of excellent cropland in Barnes County, 240 acres of crop and pastureland in Towner County, 157 acres of excellent cropland in Renville County, and 99 acres of potential development land near Big Detroit Lake in Detroit Lakes, Minnesota, and excellent farm equipment retirement auctions. View these auctions and many more land and equipment auctions at Piper's.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Welcome back to What's on Your Mind, brought to you by our friends at Schwann Buick GMC, Bismarck Mandan. Over 75 pre-owned, great, amazing, certified pre-owned vehicles on the lot right now. They've got new Buicks, new GMCs arriving daily, but you got to hurry and check them out because they are literally going out as fast as they're coming in this market. If you want to get an order in, of course, you can do that from your couch or in person at SchwannBuickGMC.com, everything on the website there. But if you want what you want, you got to get it ordered. That's the key. SchwannBuickGMC.com is where you find out more. Of course, your warranty lasts a lifetime. If you have any questions for the crew, just call them, 701-214-6372. No pressure. Great people. Steve and the team are fantastic. 701-214-6372. 3812 Memorial Highway in Mandan, serving Bismarck, Mandan for decades. So SchwanBuickGMC.com.
All right, Kevin, we've got the lines are lit up with callers, mostly about, looks like, North Dakota oil production. So Norman and Harvey, are you with us?
Yes, I am.
Hi, Norman. What's your question today?
Say, I got a question there. We're out fishing at Van Hook, and EOG is a big player there from Van Hook, partial area, Stanley. There is fracking need to be done there, and why is the holdup for the fracking part? They're laying there for 6 months to a year to 2 years, and they're not fracking these wells. And there's also, is there a rail car shortage up there? Because they do a lot of rail out of Stanley. There's a lot of those pullers are sitting. I mean, what they do is they alternate so many days a week, and they alternate them. But they're just barely moving, and a lot of them are sitting. So
great questions, Norman. I'll nail those quickly, and we'll move on to Larry and Stanley, who's got a lot of that information in his backyard. As far as the rail car goes, at one point we were railing about 750,000 barrels a day across this country of Bakken oil. Dakota Access Pipeline, as Senator Kramer well knows, completely changed that. Today we're really just shipping niche oil to niche refineries in certain places when they need it via the rail car. When the price is right, a producer will work with BNSF to move that oil by rail, but we have moved most of the oil off of rail car, and you're certainly going to see some natural gas liquids and some of those things moved by rail, but mostly we're not using rail right now. As far as EOG Resources, of course, they were the one that really cracked the code right there north between Partial and Stanley, North Dakota. In the Sanish field, they used kind of an original technology in that field, and essentially, they've drilled most of their production up in that field now, and might be able to come back in and do some increased density drilling, but primarily they're producing those wells, working them over every once in a while to get more oil out of them. But that field was 15, 16 years ago. So we're going to need new technology to come into that field when the time is right. Maybe something like CO2 to increase the pressure in that field. So great questions. Let's move on to Larry and Stanley. Larry, you with us? Go ahead, Larry. What's your question?
Good morning, fellas.
Hey, Larry.
Good. I was wondering, what would happen if North Dakota would tell the government to go fly a kite, the federal government, and we bring in Canadian tar sands oil into North Dakota through a pipeline in our northern border, and we set up more refining capacity and refine our own light crude and their oil and then ship the products out. A couple of things. I know down in Texas, I'm a truck driver, and I know in Texas they're talking about shutting the whole state down in trucks. Right now, the last I read yesterday, the price of trucks is dropping immensely lower at auction sales and that, and there's so many trucking companies, small trucking companies, going out of business because of this. This is just going to exacerbate the supply chain and everything else. I think it's time that somebody does something that gets the attention of the federal government. In the history of mankind, the only time there's been positive changes in a society is through civil disobedience and revolt. And the Biden administration is pushing that real hard to be a possibility.
Thanks. All right, Larry, let's let Senator Kramer answer that question. So, Senator, can we tell the federal government to go fly a kite and we're going to do what we want in North Dakota?
We can to a certain degree. I mean, let's not forget that North Dakota is more successful than most of our surrounding states that have a lot of oil because we have a lot of state land and a lot of private land. We do have some federal land that it's great, more inhibited by federal regulation than the other stuff. So that we actually can do that to a certain degree. But with regard to a couple of the things you raised, first one is bringing in oil sands from Alberta. When you cross an international border, it is an international and a federal government issue. It requires what's called a presidential permit, and presidents have all the authority in the world over a presidential permit. So understandably, that would be a difficult one. Leaving that aside for a minute, you have the additional problem of interstate commerce. There's very little that the federal government, by constitution, has authority to do. But one of the things the Constitution gives the federal government authority to do, of course, is interstate commerce. In other words, we could produce a lot in North Dakota. We could even refine a lot in North Dakota, but you still have to get the product to market. And by the way, and Ron knows very well, oil moves in on pipelines a lot better than liquid fuels, than refined products. It has to do with the batching and, the sorting and the various products. So really, refiners are better, closer to the markets that purchase the product. Shouldn't have some, and we do have some, and we could probably find a way to have more. But it's economically, it's much more difficult than you might think. And then there is, like I said, that pesky constitutional thing. This is the challenge for a lot of things. It's the challenge our farmers have always had, right? We produce a lot more than we can consume, so we rely on railroads and interstate highway systems and barges and things to move our product to market. So you are somewhat captive to the federal government.
Okay, thanks, Dave. In Bismarck, we're going to try and move through these questions quickly. We've got a whole phone bank full and a whole list of texts, so let's rip through them fast. Dave in Belfield, what's your question?
Well, I'm not in Belfield. I'm in Bismarck, but good morning, gentlemen. My question is why is the Meridian oil refinery treated like an ugly stepchild? You talked literally in the last conversation. You never, ever mentioned that we have a fully permitted refinery that's in the process of getting built. Why is that? Why is it ignored?
Well, Dave, I will take that question, Kevin. That refinery is a distance from the national park. I've been there. I know exactly where it is. Newly elected primary winner Greg Kessel in the Belfield area, it was on his farm. You can't see that park from there. That was a complete myth. They bushwhacked that thing. But building a refinery in this country is extremely difficult. Not only did they fought the fight, they got through the permitting operations and all that, but the capital that you need to build a refinery and then to find the market in moving, it's just a lot easier to have refineries near very large population centers that are moving your product. Because if you build a large refinery here, now you got to get a pipeline to get that oil to market, or you're going to have to rail all those refined products. So the math gets and the economics get challenging, but certainly we were prepared to build that refinery as a state of North Dakota, and we've shown that it can be done. Location matters, but so that's a bit frustrating. And, of course, the Dickinson refinery is now going to become a biodiesel, a renewable diesel facility rather than a regular diesel facility. So we'll come back. We've got more questions from Ron and Craig. And go ahead, Kevin.
The small refinery exemptions that have all been rejected by the administration next.
Okay, we'll be back. Keep your questions coming.
If you're fed up with cable news, it's time for a change. It's time for Greta Van Susteren again. Greta is back, and she's on Newsmax, America's fastest-growing cable news channel. I watch Newsmax all the time, and Greta is taking on big business, big Washington, and big media at 5 p.m. Central tonight and every weeknight with her new show, The Record, with Greta Van Susteren. Greta gives you real news and the facts you need to know. So check out Newsmax's new lineup with Greta, Rob Schmidt, Eric Bolling, Greg Kelly, and more. Millions are making the switch to Newsmax. It's on all major cable systems and streaming platforms. If your cable company doesn't carry Newsmax, call them, demand it, and download the free Newsmax app on your smartphone. It takes seconds, and start watching anytime, anywhere. Watch The Record with Greta Van Susteren tonight and switch to Newsmax. It's real news for real people.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
President Biden will announce several new initiatives Friday morning as he hosts the Major Economies Forum on Energy and Climate. 23 of the world's largest economies will be represented at the virtual meeting, as well as other countries participating in climate pledges. The United Kingdom has approved the extradition of WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange to the United States, where he is wanted over the publication of hundreds of thousands of classified military documents and diplomatic cables. The deportation was approved Friday by UK officials. However,
A number of appeal routes remain open to Assange. He has 14 days to appeal the decision. Extradition could take place in 28 days. Father's Day is this Sunday. It's also President Biden's new holiday, Juneteenth. It's a celebration as a national holiday on Monday. All the usual locations will be closed Monday. USA Radio News.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's one. RAD. Consistent results when used for heart problems. This product has been a godsend for my father, who suffered a heart attack about 2 years ago. He was prescribed medications for his condition, which was so serious that if he hadn't made it to the hospital in time, he would have died. But he hasn't been able to afford most of the medications. After researching alternatives, he tried Extendivite. While taking Extendivite, he has consistently lower blood pressure and experiences less angina. We are currently on our fifth bottle. I enthusiastically recommend this product, and I am grateful that it is available. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
That's a great song. What's going on? Rod Ness is in for Scotty today.
Kevin, I think that's the theme for the day as you're pulling your RV and your boat up to the gas pump this week, and you should be saying, what is going on? You are being conditioned for $6 to $8 gasoline. The policies of American energy are conditioning you to accept $6 to $8 gasoline. So our guest is Senator Kevin Cramer for the last half hour of the week this morning. We've got Dana in Bismarck with a question on the Federal Reserve.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning.
Hey, Dana. Is Kevin there?
He is here.
I'm right here. Okay. If we look what's going on right now, it's the green energy pushed everybody to their plan, and the same as what's been talked about for the last year or better, crushing out the oil and going, you know, solar and electric and whatnot.
Yep.
But, Kevin, you know, I've asked you to come on the show with me to hear an idea how to change this, and Todd was gracious enough to let me go on his cafe show on May 4th. It was at like 3:12 in the afternoon. Did you get that forwarded to you, and did you listen to it, Kevin?
You handed me something once that I read. It was several pages long. It's been a few years. I wasn't even in the Senate yet. But I come on this show every Friday for an hour, so it's not like a...
All right, Dana, let's get to your question. We got a lot of callers stacked up here.
I'd like you to listen to that show, Kevin, please, and then give me your feedback on what you hear, because right now the Federal Reserve is crushing us, and they're the ones
that are fertile. Yeah.
All right, Dana, thanks a lot. We'll footnote for the senator. We're going to move on to Ron in Bismarck, oil production in North Dakota.
Morning, Senator and Ron.
Good morning.
Just wanted to comment and ask your opinion. The Biden administration keeps talking about the 9,000 leases out here and so forth and so on, but you never hear them talk about the permits that have to go with it from BLM and others, and they're dragging their feet. Now, if it's the normal Biden administration, they probably won't tell them until about September that, oh, yeah, we got to get them these permits, it's kind of like the baby formula thing, but, you know, they're way behind. But if you really do the math on some of these great rock out here in our three in the country, the three good shale formations, they're drilling and fracking a well in about 9 days. And then, of course, you got to hook up and, you know, get the pumps going and that. But if you start doing the math at 1,000 barrels a day, if those wells average that, it doesn't take that long to get to a million. What's your opinion on getting BLM to get these darn permits moving? So there could be a lot more drilling, and we could be energy sufficient.
Well, first of all, this is what I mean by talking out of both sides of their mouth. I did an entire floor speech on this specific topic, because, as you know, you guys all know that leases are not permits, to Ron's original point. 9,000, by the way, pending leases. I think about a third of those leases, at least a fourth or more of those 9,000, are in litigation. By litigation, I mean some pro-Biden, left-wing, you know, climate black job group, you know, sues to try to stop all of that. Then, of course, they settle in a liberal court, and, you know, we're all familiar with that trick. The 9,000 leases isn't even a big number compared to the tens of thousands of leases that actually are being utilized. But as you know, there's a long process, first of all, to determine whether you even would drill. Now, we're pretty fortunate in North Dakota. We know where the oil is. We know how to get it. There probably aren't a lot of hit and misses. But even after that, then the application for a permit to drill goes to BLM. And BLM then really facilitates the process of several federal agencies. And you throw in the additional factor on federal lands, you throw in the EPA, throw in the Corps of Engineers, throw in, frankly, the BIA and tribes on tribal land. And you've got bureaucracy on top of bureaucracy on top of bureaucracy. And this is what I mean by speaking on both sides of your mouth, telling people we have 9,000 leases that the oil companies are ignoring. It's their fault. Oh, by the way, if you do get a lease, we're not going to give you a permit to drill on it, so don't try it. In fact, Gina McCarthy, the climate czar in the White House, literally came out after the president pushed for that and said, oh, by the way, we're not going to let you do it anyway. And then Deb Haaland, the Secretary of the Interior, followed up with, after a lawsuit, a successful lawsuit over the moratorium on leasing on federal lands, and released, opened up the minimum number she could open up of available acres for leasing. So these people have no interest in more production. They just want, well, this is why they went to Saudi Arabia, Venezuela, why they want to do a deal with Iran. They want them to produce more oil so that they can transfer their climate guilt to these polluting countries, these rogue countries. Yep.
Hey, Kevin, it sounds like when you're talking about bureaucracy on top of bureaucracy, it sounds like the conversations we had back when you were auditing the Army Corps when it came to the border wall and those pits. Right. I mean, the red tape and the thick swamp mud is everywhere, isn't it?
No, it is everywhere. I wrote a piece that should come out any day now. I got mine in on time, but for Harvard Law Review, you asked me to do a piece. And so I wrote a piece on states' rights and federalism, and I did it in the context of EPA and environmental regulations and North Dakota specifically. And as you know, we're waiting, guys. The cavalry is coming. Not only are we going to win some elections this year that'll make a difference and allow us to at least for a couple of years stop the nonsense. We may not be able to turn the ship around, but at least stop the nonsense for a while. But there are major lawsuits pending, and we're waiting any day now for at least one out of the Supreme Court, one decision out of the Supreme Court, every indication is that they're going to pin back the ears of the federal government significantly in ways that have not been done in decades. And we have to hope for that, pray for that. The big one, of course, is a Clean Air Act one, the West Virginia case that may very well put agencies on big time notice that you are not allowed to do extra constitutional, extra statutory rules on things like climate that the Congress of the United States clearly has never given you authority to do. And this is the benefit of 4 years of Donald Trump and Mitch McConnell putting common sense, conservatives on the Supreme Court of the United States. There's another one on, of course, on WOTUS that's coming as well that will be heard at some point that I think will equally, could have a very favorable impact on pinning back the bureaucracy.
Let's move on with some questions. Before I take the next caller, got a text here. Everybody listening to this call today should, next time electric cars come up, just ask the people, where does the electricity come from for those cars? And I always say, thank you, our friends in the coal industry. Craig and Moorhead, thanks for holding for
question,
so long.
So first question I got to ask is, where's the cars? Is there enough for everybody right now? I mean, where's the electric semis, too, and the locomotives? Yeah. Where are the
right, Craig
time?
Moorhead, what do you got for us?
Yeah, go ahead, Craig.
Craig, go ahead.
Hello?
Yes.
Been a lot of talk about the strategic oil reserves being released, and that's a kind of a dinosaur, isn't it? It was only because we were worried about OPEC. And now that we know we have all the oil we need, if we have an administration that lets us get it, do we really need these underground oil things that still need to be refined?
So I've said a couple of times on some national media shows when they asked me about the strategic reserve, I always say, we have a really big strategic reserve. It's in the Bakken. And or pick your play. You're exactly right. First of all, the reason for it is for emergencies. And emergencies are like an act of war, or that would cut us off from Saudi Arabia or OPEC or some other natural disaster that would temporarily shut down production. That's what the strategic reserve is for. It's not for, for an economic crisis. But I would submit to you, 1 million barrels a day, and I doubt that that's actually what they're getting out of it, because it's just not as easy as they think it is to move that much oil. But 1 million barrels per day, all that does is it's one more reason for the oil companies not to invest in the United States, because the federal government is going to compete with them. And so in essence, drives the price up. The only thing that can bring price down is more supply. The strategic reserve is already a part of the supply. You cannot take oil out of the reserve and put it in the marketplace and expect the price to come down. And it was a trick that they thought people would buy into. I think it reduced, the first day they did it, reduced the price of gas by a couple of cents, Ron. And then after that, it just kept shooting up for obvious reasons.
The market knows. Oil went up both times you did it. It's the political reserve now, Senator, not the strategic reserve. David, in San Francisco, let's talk about oil. David.
Morning. The way your guest is giggling, I'm guessing that he's invested in these high oil prices. North Dakota has got so much wind that it could power the entire United States. And I'm guessing that your guest doesn't want North Dakota to provide electricity to the United States. He wants them to be addicted, just like a junkie is addicted to heroin. The oil and gas boys have bought and sold the Supreme Court of the United States, and the way he's giggling about the clean air.
Hey, David, I got a question for you. Do you like energy all the time or just when the wind blows? Our guest was a former public service commissioner, and he permitted more wind in North Dakota than probably anybody else across the country. So I think it's contrary, because North Dakota is in all of the above state. We have ethanol, we have biodiesel, we have tremendous amount of wind, we have coal, we have oil. And I think the point today is that we need it, and yet this administration is trying to transition immediately away from fossil fuels as opposed to transition to a cleaner fossil fuels and an all of the above energy source. So I'll let the senator go from there.
Here's the beauty. Good point. Is it hot enough for you? Exactly right. It's summertime. And guess what you need in the summertime? Electricity. Why do you need electricity in the summertime? For air conditioning. People die in the summertime without air conditioning. And guess what? Even in North Dakota, a 100-megawatt wind farm is only rated for 15 megawatts by the renewable regulators, because the wind doesn't always blow. And guess when the wind doesn't blow? Generally when it's either really hot or really cold. That's why the capacity of a wind turbine is not the same as the actual production of a wind turbine. So you need backup for all of that stuff. And yes, I cited about 2,000 megawatts of wind when I was a regulator. I never allowed
it. David, I hope we can keep you on the line, because I like this discussion. We're going to go to break. David, can you hold on? We'll be back with David and Senator Kevin Cramer for a great discussion about reliable, affordable energy for our country and our world after these messages.
It's about tradition, values, and family ties. Pucklett Chevrolet's tradition of giving back to our community remains a priority, and that's why we've partnered with these local nonprofit organizations and events. And our tradition of giving this community a fair and honest offer continues, as we promise to never charge over MSRP. And if you're not finding the perfect new vehicle for you, your lifestyle, or your budget, let us help custom order it for you at Pucklett Chevrolet Buick GMC in Valley City.
Veteran and locally owned since 1932, Action Movers is North Dakota's largest and oldest mover. Whether you're moving across the street or across country, Action Movers will make your move easy by handling every detail from start to finish. From packing, loading, transporting, storage, or even do-it-yourself with a Go Mini container delivered to your driveway, they truly have every solution for your move, accommodating all budgets. Get a moving quote today and mention Scott to save 10%. Call them at 701-566-5532 or visit actionmovers.com to set your appointment.
From field to fuel. A story from the North Dakota Ethanol Council. Did you know ethanol costs less than other octane sources? Reducing the cost of gasoline at the pump? North Dakota's corn ethanol refineries produce biofuel with among the smallest carbon footprints in the nation. Two, making use of steam from fossil fuel power plants. Investments in carbon capture that will take advantage of North Dakota's unique geology look to shrink those footprints even more. Ethanol is pioneering carbon capture. While the world talks about it, ethanol is doing it. Here, now, reducing the carbon footprint. North Dakota's corn producers are increasingly efficient stewards of the land, producing more on the same land with less inputs. Yields increasing 25 to 42% in the last 20 years. Find out more at ndethanol.org. ndethanol.org. A message from the North Dakota Ethanol Council.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then, we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Welcome back to What's on Your Mind. We're Ron Ness is sitting in for Scott Henner. He's back next week with Senator Kevin Cramer on our Talk Radio Town Hall.
Okay, listeners, we've got U.S. Senator Kevin Cramer and David from San Francisco. David, I'm so glad you're on the line this morning, and David's agreed to stick around here. We've got about 7 minutes, so David, here's how we're going to do this. We're gonna each get to ask a question, and you the senator and myself. And I'm going to start. So this is a text that came in during the break, and it said the people in San Francisco want to put a wind turbine on every acre in North Dakota, not recognizing that we're doing all of the above already. We're doing wind, we're doing ethanol, we're doing coal, we're doing oil, and we need electricity in the cold in order to keep us alive. And so the question is, in California and San Francisco, you've got wind resources immediately offshore. You've got them in wine country. You've got them in the forest areas. You've got them in the mountains. Are the people of California putting wind turbines all over the countryside in California, or are they relying like they want to put them in places like North Dakota?
Tell you offhand, each county by county, they probably each got permit processes. The solar option has been big out here. When I was on the board of directors of our credit union, we were looking at solar panel loans, and that the electricity could be sold back to the grid. But the corrupt PUC out here, who was in bed with Pacific Gas and Electric, thwarted that, and they are basically thwarting of solar. Arizona, totally filled with sunshine day, you know, every day. They wanted to have the people of Arizona pay $50 a month to sell electricity to the grid. They've thwarted the old boys that want to dig up rocks or dig up ancient dinosaur liquids. In fact, I was going to ask your senator guest, how long does it take to produce oil? A couple of million years, and we burn it up in 100 years? That's preposterous. And I'd ask my question, since this energy crisis has shown up since the Russians invaded Ukraine, how come the GOP has refused to take part in the Russian sanctions? The GOP is actually sabotaging the Russian sanctions and profiteering from this oil crisis. So I would say that your guest is a saboteur, and he ought to resign from office.
Well, okay. Senator, David, thanks for the question. Senator, you got a lot of, let's start with, as a former utility regulator, when you talk about your job to ensure that North Dakotans have power every single day and when at their disposal, affordable, reliable, let's start there.
Well, we can look at California as a great example of what happens if you don't insist on reliable energy. Not to mention a reliable grid, and that is you have a rolling brownouts that lead to rolling blackouts that lead to, you know, prices that are multiples times more to pay for electricity in California than in North Dakota. The other thing is this: if you don't have a diversity mix or the perfect fuel, which is nuclear, really is the perfect fuel for electric generation, but that's on the outs with the same people that don't like coal, regardless of how clean the coal might be. Just take wind as an example. Wind, I said I've cited about 2,000 megawatts. North Dakota has now over 3,000 megawatts. But you know how much electricity 3,000 megawatts produces when there's no wind? Zero. But if you doubled it to 6,000 megawatts and the wind doesn't blow, guess how much you have? Zero. So the idea that somehow you could just fill North Dakota with wind turbines and therefore you could just, generate all the electricity in the world, you cannot. Because wind doesn't blow often enough for that to be the case. That's why it's not a baseload energy resource. You have to have things to back it up. In fact, wind requires another generation, because it doesn't, when it doesn't blow, you have to have something that they'll turn lights on, whether it's gas or coal or nuclear. So geographic diversity is critical to wind generation because, one geographic location cannot produce all of the electricity because the wind doesn't always blow in the same place all of the time. With regard to solar, by the way, just so you know, what David's advocating now, and he wants to talk about the GOP and Russian sanctions, he's advocating for electricity that is dependent, 75% of which is dependent on, guess who? China. You think Russia's a near-peer adversary? China is eating our lunch in several categories. Not to mention by the way, pollution and greenhouse gas emissions, but these guys feel just fine and comfortable letting China be the warmer of the globe as long as we can sleep with ourselves believing that somehow we're not contributing to it. 75% of solar panel parts and supply chain comes from China. With regard to Russian GOP sanctions, the only nose-to-nose discussion I've ever had with this current president, and it wasn't even nose-to-nose, it was right after I got back from Ukraine in January on a Zoom call that the delegation had with him, I said, why are you waiting until an invasion to sanction some of Russia's energy? Well, he said, because it's going to be, more leverage after the invasion. I said, well, that's not what the Ukrainians are saying. They want preemptive sanctions because we could prevent a war with it. It was Democrats. It was this president who has held up the sanctions. In fact, Republicans, and I'm on the banking committee, so I know what I'm talking about. We're the ones that have been trying to push the president to do, two-tier and three-tier
sanctions rather than just single-tier sanctions, rather than just direct. We need indirect sanctions, because all we do with direct sanctions is we let them divert their energy to
Senator, I got a question for David before we're gonna go out. David, we have an 800-year supply. We've got a top 10 oil field in the world in North Dakota. If we can make that clean, do you support the production of it?
No, because...
All right, sorry, we're out.
Did you know that the oil and natural gas industry touches every corner of North Dakota? It's true. Each year, the industry pays over $2 billion to the state of North Dakota. That money flows across the state, funding everything from education, roads and flood control projects, to social services and law enforcement. Learn more at ndpetroleumfoundation.org. North Dakota Oil and Natural Gas. Advancing the possibilities.
Beverly, wake up. Stand up. Let's elevate America. Join me at ndflagpoleguy.com and our patriots in raising America to a level of excellence. Strength through peace and love will be our creed. Let us return to the basics of what has made our country great. Accountability to a creator, ourselves, and those in our lives is vitally important to a civil, free country. I'm Jim. I'm ndflagpoleguy.com, and thank you.
Here's a question for you. Why is it that some people aren't as stressed out about the future as you'd think they'd be? Answer? They're probably among the millions of Americans who have prepared themselves with emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. If the worst ever happens, literally millions of American families are already protected from dealing with empty store shelves. Is yours? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now and grab some emergency food kits, at least one for each member of your family. These kits give you a wide variety of delicious meals that average over 2,000 calories per day. Everything stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Order your kits now by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your order will ship fast and arrive discreetly in unmarked boxes. Listen, this is something you need to jump on now, before the next news headline stuns the world. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm about to give you a URL that can and will change your life. You will simply investigate it and look into it for your own self. Do your own research. This is an absolute 360 win for GCN, for American Tax Solutions, and for you. Ladies and gentlemen, these are top tax lawyers that will deliver you super service very, very quickly and change your life. The average person can save up to 90% on their taxes. Visit GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.